Your province, your news. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
We start with an update from the Misty Midlands. Authorities now say there's a search for two aircrafts that are missing. The Aeronautical Rescue Coordination Centre says one of the planes sent out a mayday call to air traffic control earlier today. They say the two aircraft failed to arrive at their destinations. Emergency services initially received reports saying a plane had crashed, but this has not yet been confirmed as a search is still underway. Well, KZN Transport spokesperson Ndabezi Ntlesivia has urged motorists passing by and onlookers to give crews the space to do their work.
There are motorists and the onlookers that are causing destruction. We do not want to see this potent operation being disrupted. So that is why our highly efficient and dedicated team from Road Traffic Inspectorate is currently managing the traffic flow.
The High Court in Pietermaritzburg will deliver judgment into the reopened inquest into the 1967 death of Chief Albert Luthuli at the end of the month. In the state's closing arguments, it highlighted inconsistencies in the original inquest, urging the court to rule that Luthuli was murdered. The NPA says prosecutors also requested an investigation into the disappearance of eyewitness Bemu Nyandu, believed to be linked to the case. In the Eastern Cape, former Vlak Blast Commander Eugene de Kock will not testify in the Craddock 4 inquest due to ill health. The High Court in Gqeberha resumed hearings into the 1985 murders of anti-apartheid activists Matthew Goniwe, Fort Kalata, Stelo Mhlauli and Spero Mkonto. Their charred remains were found near the city. De Kock was scheduled to testify today, and lawyer Howard Varney has urged the court to continue despite de Kock's absence.
Information we have received from Mr. Kock's representatives is that he is ill and is unable to testify remotely. We'd be happy for him to testify virtually if he could potentially do that. But if it isn't, we are concerned that we simply don't know whether Mr. Kock will ever be in a position to testify. We suggest the evidence proceeds as normal.
Umalusi says it's seen a steady improvement by the Department of Basic Education in addressing the shortage of markers ahead of the 2025 matric exams. The quality assurer says it's encouraged by the department's move to recruit extra markers. CEO Mafura Kometsi says marking will take place in a staggered manner from the 15th of November to the 18th of December.
People arrive at the marking center. The department is not ready to do the marking guideline discussion. The venue itself is not ready and so forth and so on. So we are trying to say to the department, strengthen your processes such that we don't have those weaknesses that we have witnessed year after year in the past. Otherwise, like I said, they'll compromise the examinations that we have to quality assure and undermine the certificates that we issue. Yeah, very important.
And representatives from the Palestinian Authority are touring Europe to try to convince countries that have not yet recognized a Palestinian state to get on board. Former Palestinian Prime Minister Mohamed Shtayyeh is part of the delegation, which has been visiting Switzerland today. He says they will be traveling on to the Netherlands and Austria, while another delegation will be going to the Baltic states with the same message. Durban 22 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 18, Richards Bay 23.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. Ethan Hooker hoping to bring what he's learnt with the Springboks back to the Sharks this season. Luke Donald hasn't confirmed whether he'll captain Europe for a third consecutive Ryder Cup. And the Motiram Tuskers are 164 at the end of day two against the Hollywood Bets Dolphins.